McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Monday is for McDonald Baseball here on WOGO Sports. Great to have McDonald Baseball and Softball on the air here on WOGO, and great to actually be able to get a game in as weather has played a little bit of havoc with our schedule the first week of the season. Mark Halverson was able to call that doubleheader win for Chi-High Softball over Eau Claire North last week, and we're getting started on the right foot this week as our first broadcast happening as scheduled. Your McDonald Max 1-0 on the young season with an 8-7 win Friday night against Cumberland against the Augusta Beavers. Augusta 1-1 on the season. McDonald is under the direction of head coach Tim Riemenschneider, his first season as head man here at McDonald. We'll hear in our talk with him coming up that he was on staff last year, so not completely unfamiliar with this group, but again, this is a McDonald group that has had multiple different coaches, from Eric Wiedermeyer to Ryan Beyer to coach Jerry Gray last year, who led them to a state semifinal appearance, to coach Tim Riemenschneider. And McDonald again facing the challenge this year of moving up from Division 4 to Division 3. Also, girls softball moving up this year a division as well, too. So certainly plenty of challenges, but a long season ahead, and we're hoping again for sunnier, warmer days on the way. But great to get back to baseball as McDonald taking some infield practice right now on the road against Augusta. Now, for the Augusta Beavers, and we'll talk with head coach Dan Waters coming up after the break. They had a season opening loss 1 week ago on April Fool's Day on the way to Stanley. Boy, they lost that game. Run ruled 11-1, but the bats came alive for Augusta on Friday night. They won here on their home field. That's Jan Kruger Memorial Field in Augusta against Greenwood 15-9. And Coach Waters, and both coaches really, Coach Riemenschneider and Coach Waters, told me they're just again feeling things out a little bit here with the lineups, trying to make sure that before the conference slate starts, that they've got exactly what they're looking for, not only on the hill, but also in the field in their batting order as well. We're going to step out and be back in 2.5 minutes. We'll talk with head coaches from both sides as we get back to McDonald Baseball here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. I'm Caleb Swenson. Seth Smisky will be joining me shortly here from Augusta. Sam Averly back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. We're back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Runner at first. And driving one out to left field. It's a long run. And it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn. A 2-run shot. A bunt popped up. And Oh my goodness, Keegan Winger!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, it's our debut look at McDonald Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports, home of your Chi High and McDonald Athletics on the road at Augusta here with head coach Dan Waters of the Augusta Beavers. And, Coach, a couple games under your belt so far. What have you seen from your team that you liked? I know you got a nice win over Greenwood on Friday night.
Well, what we've seen that we liked, like I say, is they're kind of coming together, kind of starting to gel a little bit. So, you know, they're pretty good at backing each other up, you know, emotion-wise and things of this sort. Nobody gets too high, too low. So I like to see that. And we've got some freshmen that have really come up and done better than we expected.
Where have you seen strength in your team so far? Again, just two games, but what part of your team have you said, hey, that could be a strength for us throughout the season?
Well, I hate to jinx us, but, you know, I think defensively we look a little bit better than I expected. So that's, you know, whether it's going to be a strength for us or not, we're still, as you know, we're still trying to move, you know, pieces around and things like this. So tonight will be our last night, you know, non-conference-wise to try and try guys in different positions and things and see how it works.
And what do you see in this McDonald program? Obviously moving up a division this year. They were a team that didn't have a gaudy record last year but got hot at the right time.
Yeah, we're just lucky we didn't play them at the end of the year. We had them scheduled for a doubleheader at the end of the year, and that would have been a bad time to play them. We're really pretty impressed with what they did in the playoffs, and I know that it was a big for them to beat Regis at the end there and things, so it'll probably carry over to guys, I would think, a little bit this year for them and give them some incentive going into this year.
Well, Coach, we very much appreciate your time. It's great to be back to baseball, even on chilly April evenings, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for doing the game. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Waters of Augusta back with McDonald after this on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald Baseball.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Baseball Pregame Live here at Augusta. Our first look at this year's McDonald Max squad as they come into their second game of the season here with first-year head coach Tim Riemenschneider of McDonald. And Coach, a lot of moving pieces for especially the upperclassmen in this team. Again, you're the third coach for them in the last 3 years. What's it been like trying to get acclimated to them and them to you?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be with them last year as an assistant, so I know a lot of the kids. But it's a lot. They're all great kids, and we're young, and we're trying to put the puzzle pieces together. So the game on Friday, we pitch four guys. Tonight, we'll probably pitch three or four and see if we can figure out what our rotation is.
What are you looking for in these non-conference games? Is it just figuring out roles?
Yep, figure out roles, who's ready for the moment, and basically just having fun and hustling and working hard. That's what I'm looking for out of the kids.
Offensively on Friday night, were you pleased with that performance?
I was. We put a lot of balls in play. We got plate discipline towards the second half when we made a run. So, yeah, for their first game and second time being outside, they played really well.
And finally, Coach, on kind of a chilly April evening like this, what are you looking for here at Augusta?
Well, I'm hoping to be competitive, get a seven-inning game, and hopefully we come out on top.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can talk to you after the game as well.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Head Coach Tim Riemenschneider, we are back after this as McDonald Baseball pregame continues on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Runner at first. And driving one out to left field. It's a long run. And it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn. A two-run shot. A bunt popped up. And the Oh my goodness, Keegan Winger!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
McDonald Baseball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski for our debut Max broadcast. And hopefully it gets a little warmer after today, Seth. But thanks so much for joining us. And, man, great to have some regular season Max baseball and softball in the air this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I know it's cold, but I think it's actually we're doing pretty good getting some games in here.
Yeah.
I know past years, it seems like we've had a bunch of cancellations and stuff. But, yeah, to get rolling this early, it's great.
Well, we're a little bit off the beaten path here in Augusta at Jan Kruger Memorial Field, but we got here, and thank goodness for GPS, and appreciate their hospitality here. They've been very welcoming, and a lot of folks here bundled up in coats. Looks like at least a decent contingent from McDonald here, and I don't know if you were there in person at the game on Friday night against Cumberland, but putting 8 runs on the board, pretty good, and getting a win, even better.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it just because it was an earlier game and I had work. But, to score 8 runs, and, you know, I think they had, four or five hits, you know, to get 8 runs on that, you know, to get out of there with a win. And then, you know, to come back and get that win, hey, we'll take it.
And again, one of the challenges, too, after making that great run, again, an up-and-down regular season, been making a great run to state, that state semifinal, a 4 seed, and gave Pecatonica everything they could have wanted there on the eastern side of the state. But now another challenge presents itself, and that's how do you compete and get ready to compete in the playoffs when you move up from Division 4 to Division 3. And that's one of the big storylines, I think, throughout this season.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just there's a lot of unanswered questions with this team, and we'll just have to see how things go here. And, you know, the coach said, you know, we got a lot to figure out here, we'll take her game by game here.
Well, both coaches meeting with the umpires here. We're going to take a 2-minute break on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and come back with Max Baseball. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski, live from Augusta on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Getting closer to baseball time here on WOGO Sports. Again, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Thank you for joining us. Looks like we are just about set and ready to begin. Non-conference game, your McDonald Central Max from the Western Cloverbelt Conference against the Augusta Beavers. Again, fans just trying to keep warm here.
beating off and playing.
I don't know if it's going to be a factor at all, but it's a little soggy out in right field there.
Cooper Mittermeier.
Kind of a puddle.
Yeah, so we'll see
some standing water.
Starting lineup for McDonald, number 2, Eli Stepp. He will be batting leadoff and catching Cooper Mittermeier, the shortstop, number 7, batting second. The 3-spot, Cale Holm, playing third, number 16, Grant Smiski, number 1, in the cleanup spot. He's playing second today, Alan Mine, the first baseman, at spot number 5, number 8. Number 6 is Joe Liebrandt, batting 6th and playing left field. David Anderson, number 17, the center fielder today, batting 7th, batting 8th. Carson Galvez, who's getting the start on the mound, number 5. And Nash Winger, the right fielder, number 14, batting in the 9 spot for McDonald. And Coach Riemenschneider said he expects to have 3-4 guys out there pitching today.
And you know, the thing is, too, is as we're starting to get this pitching figured out, the last game there was 4 or 5 errors, and if we can kind of clean that up and take some pressure off these pitchers a little bit, you know, it's pretty disheartening as a pitcher when you got one out and you know there should be 3, and so if we can clean that up a little bit, it'll help us out a lot.
And starting lineup for the Augusta Beavers now, they will start with Kashtan Leslin. He's pitching today, number 10. Leslin is a senior pitcher and center fielder. Batting second, playing shortstop, number 2, Owen Lee. Batting third and playing center field, number 4, Noah Schroeder. I'm pausing just to make sure I pronounce that right. Batting cleanup, 4th spot, number 7, and catcher, Joe Shong. In the 5 spot, Tyler Lee, the first baseman, number 13. Batting 6th, the pinch hitter, Nate Atchison, number 21. Aiden Barnett in the 7th slot, third baseman, wears number 32. Dimitri Schroeder, right fielder, batting 8th, wears number 8. And Colton Winnies in the 9th spot, the second baseman, and wears number 3.
Batting 8th and playing right field, number 8. Dimitri Schroeder.
And we are at Jan Kruger Memorial Field here in Augusta. Wincy, all right. Again, forgive the pause. I just wanted to check some of these pronunciations here. So Colton Wincy, number 9. Again, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter, Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Our national anthem next. We will be back right after this on WOGO Sports with Game Time. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Runner at first.
And driving one out to left field. It's a
long run.
And it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn. A 2-run shot.
Bunt popped up. And
Keegan Winger.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
We are set and ready to begin here from Augusta. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Augusta in the field first with Cashton Leslin, their senior pitcher out there. Augusta wears purple jerseys with jet black sleeves, jet black numerals, and white piping. They have the white and pinstriped pants. McDonald resplendent in their golden yellow uniforms with the royal blue numerals, white piping, royal blue Max across the front, and the gray pants with the blue stripe down the side. Eli Stepp will be trying to get things started off as we bring you to the Choice and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's the key here for McDonald to try to stay 2-0 and unbeaten on the young season, Seth Smiski?
Like I kind of alluded to before, just if we can clean up our defense a little bit and just take some pressure off our pitchers, that'll go a long way. And of course, you know, if we can get the bats going, that'll really help too. But just if we can clean things up a little bit. Yeah, just slowly start making some steps here. We're getting better.
Both of these teams quite young as well. I mean, a lot of underclassmen that we're seeing in these starting lineups.
Yeah, and you know that's why it's kind of hard actually to know what we're going to be just because we're so young. We haven't really seen a lot here. So these next few games, I think we're going to figure a lot out. And so, you know, so is Coach Tim.
We are ready to roll here as Eli Stepp batting off from the right.
For the Max in the top of the first inning.
Steps into the box.
The catcher, number two, again, Eli.
Number two, Steve. The catcher, Stepp. Cashton Leslin, the senior. On the mound. First pitch bounces all the way back to the dugout, and we are underway at 7 minutes past 5 o'clock in front of not quite a capacity crowd here at Augusta, but some hale and hearty folk who are braving the wind and chill.
Everybody is bundled up.
Want to know the count? And whistling it right down the middle for a strike. Nope, that one missed. I'm going to have to adjust my vantage point a little bit here.
It didn't look too bad. Must have just been a little high.
Two of the count for Eli Stepp. Leslin delivers. And that one did catch the inside corner of the plate for a strike. Two and one. Early going here from Augusta. Leslin misses low and outside. Eli has worked into a 3-1 count here. And we add your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls.
Huge if we could get our leadoff batter here on base.
Driving a pitch in for a strike and working to a full count is Leslin. Three-two, the count is full for the Max leadoff man and Eli Stepp. The 3-2 delivery and take your base. Eli Stepp works a walk.
You know, that last pitch was pretty low too, and he called it a strike. So it's good eye by Eli there to on a full count to let that one go.
Yeah, and early on too, again, just trying to figure out
number seven.
When you're on the road, Cooper, especially too, might not be as familiar with the umpires. And so where's the strike zone going to be? Cooper Mittermeier now up. And Mittermeier's going to pop one up very high into Leslin's mitt as Leslin will fall to his back, but the senior makes the catch and a pop-up to the pitcher for the first out of the inning.
That was a good pitch. It was a good pitch to swing at. I just didn't get all of it there.
Number 16, Cale Holm.
Bring up Cale Holm, the sophomore third baseman, number six. Again, one out, one aboard. Eli Stepp is at the plate. Leslin, the senior, with Stepp running. The throw to second is not going to be in time. And Eli Stepp moving into scoring position.
And not a bad throw from the catcher. So I take that into consideration.
Joe Shong, a senior, is behind the plate here. And again, a senior is in the battery with Leslin and Shong. And now Stepp taking a big lead off of second.
That's some good speed. I mean, again, you can see why Coach Riemenschneider has him at leadoff. You just want to get him aboard any way you can.
Yep, yep, yeah. We do have some speed on this team. There's no question about that.
0-2 the count. Actually, they're going to correct the scoreboard here, I think. 2-2 the count. There we go. Wesleyan fires low.
Now it's 2-2.
Yeah, all right. So I was going to say, I didn't think there'd been that many pitches either. Yeah. I really wasn't paying attention in this first game. Or they were a little off the mark here. Chung.
Well, now they're
behind the plate. Now they're calling it a 3-1.
Aye.
Well, we'll take a hitter's count here for Cale Holm.
There you go. All right.
And take your base for Cale Holm as he works a walk on five pitches. So now runners at first and second, two walks issued by the senior Cashton Leslin.
Second baseman,
that brings
number
up
one,
Grant Smiski, playing second, number one, Smiski the junior. Runners at first and second. Big cut. Swing and a miss for Grant. He liked the look of that one.
Yeah, and with bases loaded, I think he wants a hit here.
Again, stepping home at first and second. And a pop-up to shallow right in foul territory and dropped there by the first baseman, Tyler Lee, the sophomore. That looked to be a fairly routine play.
Yeah, and that one should have been caught. So, well, good for us. We'll take it.
Again, McDonald, a pop out by Cooper Mittermeier, but Eli Stepp and Cale Holm both worked walks, and they stand on first and second, respectively. It's an 0-2 count here for Grant Smiski. Smiski's going to ground one to third, gloved there, the tag on the way to third, and out is Stepp, as on the fielder's choice, Grant Smiski will take first.
Good try, Eli.
Yeah, Grant kind of worked himself into a hole there right off the bat, and kind of can't be as picky about your pitches.
First baseman, number eight.
So
Alan
now two outs Meaden. As Alan Meinen comes to the plate, batting from the left, the junior first baseman, number eight. Leslin deals and catches the inside corner of the plate for a strike, and again, the senior has a chance to work himself out of this with no damage.
Yeah. Allen's a, I don't know if he's the only lefty we got on our team, but he is a lefty.
Foul tip in front of the plate for strike two, and so quickly ahead in the count here is Cashton Leslin, the senior.
Yeah, it seems like he's kind of starting to dial her in a little bit here.
And just the third game for Augusta, the second for your McDonald Max. Runner goes to third, and no throw possible here for Joe Shung.
And so the top of the first inning.
Runners at the corners.
No runs. No hit.
Called strike three.
Two left on
and
base.
That will end the inning.
After a half inning of play.
Yeah, three
Max
strikes
zero.
In a row right there. So, yeah, Reliever he's definitely getting it down. So
we'll see McDonald in the field coming up in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, the Max strand two in their half of the first. We are in the bottom of the first inning here at Augusta. First game of the season that we are broadcasting here baseball-wise on WOGO. Had an impressive doubleheader debut from the
Chi High Lady Cardinals last week as Mark Halverson on the call along with Tammy Slowiak, Jared Faherty, and Coach Chelsea Sikora. They take two in an afternoon and evening doubleheader from Eau Claire North to start out perfect in the Big Rivers Conference. Well, McDonald gets a couple aboard, but not able to move any runners past second. Sesmiski as Carson Galvez will be on the mound for McDonald. And Galvez, just a sophomore.
Yeah, and I have not, I don't believe I have seen Carson pitch, so this will be a first for me.
An older brother, Keegan, of course, played a big role in that team that made a run to state. Kasten Leslin trying to help his cause from the plate will bat leadoff, the senior, number 10. And Galvez misses on the first pitch.
That's just...
Galvez the second, and I thought he had it there, but
yeah, me too.
Called a ball.
Yep, a little low, now a little high, and one right down the middle here.
2-0 the count for the 6'3 sophomore Galvez. That time he finds the mark right down Bridge Street for a strike, 2-1. We've seen both pitchers again kind of blowing on the hand, the fingers, to keep things warm out there on the mound. A foul right off the first baseline and in the direction of the McDonald bus. Got a couple of youngsters running after that. 2-2 the counts.
Yeah, I know, sitting here, my hands are a little chilly. So
I'm regretting leaving my gloves in the car back at the station. Galvez the 2-2, a line drive. Grant Smisky gloves that one as he just shifts a little bit to his left, and the first out of the inning recorded on five pitches.
That's what we wanted right there, get the lead runner out.
Scored a line out to 4. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin.
Number 2,
White City Glass. Owen Lee, a freshman shortstop, number 2. Now comes up Coach Waters of Augusta, said they're looking for a lot from their youngsters. Galvez whistles one in on the outside portion of the plate for a strike. Right-handed batter is Owen Lee, the freshman.
Yeah, this umpire, he's going to call the low strike. Kind of see that already.
A swing and a miss. Nice. Strike 2 from Carson Galvez.
Nice pitch.
And Galvez quickly ahead in the count. One out, none on. Galvez, the 0-2, a swinging strike 3.
Wow. That was... He wasn't real close to that ball. So it,
and maybe that's the youth as well,
yeah,
the freshman.
Yep.
So Carson Galvez getting settled in a little bit here as he will face Noah Schroeder, the junior center fielder, number 4.
Number 4, Noah
Schroeder. Batting in the third spot. Galvez looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. Carson deals a little bit low and in the dirt, and scooped up there by Eli Stepp, a sophomore. Yeah.
Good block by Eli, even though there's nobody on base. You still want to get him.
Joe Shong, the big senior, on deck. And missing a little bit low on pitch number 2 of this at-bat, Carson Galvez. Sean helpfully comes over to flip that one back to the ref as it squirted a bit toward the backstop.
Of course, as soon as I say that, then one
exactly
hits to his legs.
Galvez misses on the outside portion of the plate there, and a patient at bat here for Noah Schroeder, and he is up in the count 3-0. I think he'll take here. Galvez, the 3-0 pitch. And that time he finds the heart of the plate. 3-1. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Foul tip. And the count has worked full, 3-2.
Yeah, good battle out there for Carson. Way to come back on this one here.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's, or the former St. Joseph's, we must sadly say, in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. A line drive hit right to Grant Smisky. Gloves throws to first at a 1-2-3 first inning, and we have no scores. We head to the top of the second. Good to have you with us. This is Max Baseball at WOGO Sports, back in 60 seconds.
After one complete.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball. Our first look at this year's Max team. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you at Augusta. Jan Kruger Memorial Field, no score after the first inning. And McDonald will be leading off with Joe Liebrandt, the senior, lone senior in this starting lineup today for head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Joe wears number 6, playing left field. Max got a couple aboard in the top of the first.
Yeah, so hopefully, hey, heat the bats up here a little bit, get Joe on base. Miles getting that injury in the basketball season there, kind of took him out of the lineup here.
Again, talking with Miles a little bit before the game. It's a fairly long recovery, about a 3-month recovery, and so again, if this team is able to make a deep playoff run, you never know.
Yeah, never know.
Love to see the senior get a chance to be out there. And going over the head with the first pitch is Leslin, as Joe Liebrandt has to duck that one for ball one.
Yeah, that would have took him right in the head if he wouldn't have ducked out of the way.
Leslin, the senior, deals, and that one low and in the dirt. Two balls on two pitches.
Well, so far it hasn't. He's made it easy on whether to swing or lay off it here.
Liebrandt awaits pitch 3, and this one also in the dirt. A little one-hopper right back to Shong. Senior to senior in this battery, and so a 3-0 hitters count right now for Joe Liebrandt, as McDonald will try to draw their third walk in the first inning and a half. Leslin, and misses short. That's going to be a 4-pitch walk.
You know, from past strikes, he's called low like that. I thought that was going to be a strike, but we'll take the ball 4 and put Joe on base.
David Anderson, the junior center fielder. Talk about speed.
Yes.
There's some speed there as well. He'll come up from the right side of the plate.
Yep.
David, the junior. Again, Liebrandt at first. No score. Top of the second here in Augusta. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Sam Aberley at the WOGO home base in Halley. Pickoff attempt at first. Maybe kind of a half-hearted pickoff attempt just to keep Liebrandt honest.
Yeah, Joe's, he wasn't too far away. He just pretty much had to turn around and jump back. He didn't have to make up too much ground.
Tyler Lee's the sophomore playing first. Has that foot on the bag. Leslin deals, bunt beautifully down the third baseline. That's going to stay fair, and that's going to be an infield hit for David Anderson. Talk about the speed as he bunts his way on and advances the runner.
And that's what you do with David. I mean, I don't know what his batting average is. He's been playing since he was a freshman. He started was in center field. But I don't know what his batting average is over the years. But
the pitcher,
he's just, with his speed, you can utilize that bunt. And that was, like, about as good as it gets.
And on a wet field, again, it just kind of died about 20 feet down the third baseline. Low on the first offering to Carson Galvez is Leslin. Galvez, the sophomore pitcher, number 5. So runners at first and second, no one out. Nice lead for Liebrandt and Anderson. Leslin misses on pitch 2. I don't think he's had a strike yet this inning.
I don't think so either.
So Leslin again on the mound. And this time he will find the mark as Galvez takes strike 1-2-1 the count.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. But, kind of he had 2 guys on base last inning before he kind of warmed up a little bit.
Galvez going to drive one deep to left field, circling under it and making the catch. Is Bryce Butke, the sophomore, in left. That one had some carry to it for Galvez.
Yeah, the thing was a mile high. If he could have straightened it out a little bit, that would have been trouble for Augusta.
Number 14,
so that is the first out of the inning. Nash Winger will come up, the junior right fielder, number 14. So the runners are not able to advance. And we just needed the wind to be with us a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, that one from Galvez. Winger's going to take ball 1. Again, Liebrandt at 2nd, Anderson at 1st. 1 out, 2 on for McDonald. Here in their top of the 2nd. Runner goes from 2nd, a bunt right back to the pitcher. The throw to 1st. And runners advance to 2nd and 3rd on the fielder's choice. So Winger does his job there.
Yeah. Get a runner on 3rd here and we'll see what Eli can do here.
We'll circle back to the top of the lineup. Eli Stepp reached on a walk, stole 2nd.
Eli Stepp.
And the top of the 1st. And was called out at 3rd. So runners at 2nd and 3rd as Leslin delivers and a grounder right back to Leslin. He will glove flip underhanded to 1st. And again, Leslin doing a nice job after getting in a little trouble. Gets his way out of the inning safely. McDonald goes down
in the top of the
after
second.
A couple runners aboard. We'll head to the bottom of the 2nd in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Baseball.
After 1.5.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Augusta Jan Kruger Memorial Field. Caleb Swenson along with Seth Smisky here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Good to have you with us for our debut baseball broadcast of this season as we have our full schedule up for you at WOGO.com. We'll see these McDonald Macs, good Lord and weather willing, at the end of the week at home against Regis at Casper Park. In between on Thursday evening, scheduled to have Chi High Lady Cardinal softball. They're off to a hot start. They'll take on a good Hudson team at Casper as well. Then a doubleheader for Lady Cardinal softball on Saturday morning. Again, complete sports schedule at WOGO.com. I would encourage you to follow us on social media, Wogo Radio on Facebook and Twitter as well, in case there are more updates, as there have been already in our first several scheduled games of this season. Carson Galvez, who worked a 1-2-3 inning, will now face the cleanup hitter in the four spot, Joe Shong, the senior. We don't have heights listed, but I'd say 6'3", 6'4". Shong's a big fella there.
Yeah, he is. He's put together. I think if he could get a hold of one, it might be
and
trouble.
He will just kind of top one right back to Galvez. Galvez, a long throw to first, and the lean and safe. Just a tough play there for Alan Meinen to try to reach for that one. And Galvez, again, we talk about this maybe slower grass because of the dampness out there. And that one, again, kind of topped and chopped over along the third baseline. And Galvez, a long run and a long throw.
Yeah, there wasn't much he could do with that one. It just, yeah, like it just died. Normal day, maybe it makes it to third base, and Caleb's making that throw.
I don't know how you'd score that one, as Tyler Lee, the sophomore first baseman, takes first pitch, but I'd say an infield single.
That's what I would say as well.
So Shong reaches first, base runner for Augusta, and he'll take a pretty good-sized lead off of first. Galvez deals, and that time catches the strike. Quick snap throw up to first, and Meinen, just to keep Shong honest. 1-1 the count. None out, one aboard for Augusta. No score here in the home half of the seconds for the Augusta Beavers. Two Division III teams, non-conference action. McDonald in their second game under new head coach Tim Riemenschneider. Galvez, the sophomore, fires one in for a strike, a swinging strike, too, for Tyler Lee.
Good for Carson. You know, you start getting some base runners out there, and it makes things a little more interesting for you, you know, as a pitcher. So just staying calm. And
Carson Galvez deals high. 2-2 the count. 360 straight away to center here at Augusta. 295 and right, 317 to left. A swinging strike three, and Carson Galvez, his second K of the day.
That was a great pitch.
I'm trying to get out of here and go take the designated hitter, number 21, Nate Etchison.
The announcer said something about hot chocolate and warming your hands with it. I might have to take him up on that.
I was smelling the popcorn. So first strike, now a nice diving attempt at third and a long throw across the diamonds. Very impressive there from Cale Holm to Alan Meinen, as a first pitch swung on from Atchison, the freshman pinch hitter. And what a nice play there by Cale Holm.
That was a great play. Just he had to dive for it to be able to get up and make that throw.
5-3 on the putout.
That speaks for Cale. That was a great play. So and Allen was able to keep his foot on the bag and get the outs.
A nice stretch there. So the runner Shong is at second, inside on the first pitch for Carson Galvez. But again, after allowing the leadoff man to reach on a tough infield single. Now two away and facing Aiden Barnett, number 32, the freshman third baseman. Galvez, he's going to miss inside, and that's going to hit the backstop and allow Shong to move to third. So a runner on third with two away and a two-out count for Carson Galvez, the sophomore, facing Aiden Barnett, the freshman. And these are some of the things non-conference you want to test, that rotation. And Galvez whistles one in for a strike.
Yeah, test the rotation. And even on defense here, there's quite a few changes that coaches made out in the field here. Moving guys around. I don't think he changed the lineup. But, Grant's playing second. He played third last game. Cale played short, I believe. He's playing third. And Cooper played second. He's playing short. So
just trying to again, find what works. Is a walk issued. by Barnett as Galvez missed inside. And that is the first base on balls for McDonald here as Eli Stepp. Looked like he was going to have a quick conference.
Number eight, Dimitri Schroeder.
Dimitri Schroeder, the junior right fielder, number eight. Now up with runners at the corners. No score here in the bottom of the second. Two away. Carson Galvez with a little work to do here. A nice diving stop on his right knee for Eli Stepp as pitch one is low. Galvez with a quick look to first. Grounder. Play for Cooper Mittermeier across the diamond and drop there at first, so the run will score. Sean comes in to score, and it's 1-0 Augusta.
You know, Cooper able to field that ball. The ball did hit the dirt, you know, before it hit first. You'd like to see first be able to handle it, but it's tough. You know?
Second baseman, number three, Colton Wincy.
It was straight anyway.
Either way, it's likely going to be scored an error on McDonald as Schroeder will reach. And now runners at first and second and a 1-0 deficit for McDonald's Colton Wincy, the sophomore second baseman, number three, up to the plate. He's a right-handed batter. Galvez, one dribbled right in front of the plate for a foul. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by their office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. One ball, one strike. Carson Galvez drives in strike two. One and two the count. Galvez trying to get out of this inning with no more damage done. Leadoff runner reached and scored. Galvez, a tip on what could have been a swinging strike three.
Yep, just got a piece of it. That was another nice pitch by Carson.
Galvez looking for his third K of the day. Wincy at the plate. A swinging strike three, and there it is for Carson Galvez, his third punch out. And McDonald gives up one run and moves into the third with our score Augusta 1, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Runner at first.
And driving one out to left field. It's a run, and it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn! A two-run shot!
A bunt popped up, and
Keegan Winger!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
A little bit chilly here in Augusta, but good to have you with us for McDonald Baseball here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiskey with you. Top of the third inning. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give H&R Electric a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Mags. Carson Galvez with three strikeouts in the first two innings for McDonald, but they trail 1-0. Just a couple tough plays in the field there allow Augusta to score.
Yeah, and not really on Carson. I mean, the hit that put him on base, and then there was that ball that wasn't handled at first, and you know, it's just. But Carson, so far, he's
pitching well.
Yeah, he's been impressive.
Put him back to the top of the third inning. The shortstop, number 7.
Again,
Cooper,
just the second game Mittermeier. Of the season for McDonald, and just a lot to continue working and building on, too. And that's why you schedule some non-conference games here to just kind of get the kinks out a little bit.
Yep, we got some good hitters coming up here, so let's get some guys on base.
Cooper Mittermeier, who popped out to the pitcher in the first inning, is here leading off for McDonald at the top of the first as Leslin misses on his first pitch. That's been a fairly common theme for Leslin, the senior, as he's allowed some base runners, has issued a lot of walks so far. Pitch number 2 also low and away, but he really kind of settles in, and it's almost like getting a runner or two on base settles the senior.
Kind of motivates him a little bit. But yeah, if we can just be patient here and just take what he gives us, I think we can get some base runners again.
Leslin delivers. Mittermeier takes strike 1. 2-1 the count now for Cooper. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Leslin, low. 3-1 the count. And Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000. That's 715-720-4000. Leslin, the 3-1 pitch. Driven out to left, and that hits grass beyond the infield for Cooper Mittermeier, who's going to have an easy knock to start off the third inning.
The third baseman.
Really nice, solid 16, hit there right between the third baseman and shortstop, right on a line. And yep, nice, easy single.
That'll bring Cale Holm to the plate for the second time. He walked and was left stranded in the first inning. Quick throw to first from Leslin as Mittermeier dives headfirst back into the bag. Pitch from Leslin. Mittermeier goes. It's going to be a tough run, but the throw is off the mark and stealing second. Cooper Mittermeier, it looked like they had a good jump. Did Chong on Mittermeier, but the throw was just a little bit too far inside the bag for Winsey.
It looked like it was going to be a lot closer than it was. I was kind of like holding my breath there for a second, but it turned out good.
Second steal for McDonald, advancing the base runners. Holm takes the strike. 0-2 ahead in the count. Here is Leslin. Leslin, the big kick, and Holm dribbles one to first, and Lee is able to step on the bag, make the play. Advancing to third will be Cooper Mittermeier.
The second baseman, number 1, Grant Smisky.
That will bring Smisky back up. First out of the inning for McDonald. The ground out to 3 there for Cale Holm. So Smisky with a runner in scoring position here at third base, Cooper Mittermeier. Grant reached on a fielder's choice and was left stranded in the first inning. He'll foul one straight back.
Yeah, that was a good pitch to hit right there. He just missed it.
And again, he was pretty aggressive in his first at-bat as well, too.
Yeah, I think Grant
some big cuts.
He could get a little, you know, be a little more patient.
0-1 with a runner at first and one away. Smisky will take here. And 1-1 the count.
But
Leslin misses low.
Yeah. But you want him to swing at strikes, and that last one was right down the middle. It would have been a strike, so it was a good one to swing. But
Cooper Mittermeier at third, 1 out, 1-1 the count. Smisky at the plate, and Smisky's hit by the pitch. Took one, I don't know if that was in the shoulder or in the left pec, as he'll kind of shake that one off. You could kind of hear the thump, and honestly, as cold as it is, I wonder if you can feel it even a little bit more.
Just by looking at him, it looks like it hit him right in the ribs.
Number 8,
ouch.
Alan Meinen.
So Alan Meinen, who struck out in the first, will have runners at the corners with 1 out. Meinen, the lefty. And And he'll ground one right back, and it's bobbled by the pitcher, Leslin. He will flip it to first for the out, but a run is in, and we have a tie game. Mittermeier jogs home as Smiski advances to second, and Alan Meinen will get the RBI.
Yeah, good job just getting something in play for Alan and scoring a run there. That's exactly what we needed.
Leslin maybe made that one a little harder than it needed to be as he bobbled it just a bit as it was sharply hit by Meinen. So two away, Smiski at second, big swing and strike on the first pitch. Joe Liebrandt, who reached in the second on a walk. Tie game now. Smiski at second, Liebrandt takes one inside, but it catches the inside corner of the plate. And runner on second, two away. Joe Liebrandt, the right-handed senior batter, will take one inside. This one does miss. One ball and one strike. Joe, the left fielder. And lone senior in this starting lineup today. Missing wide and outside and low. Is Leslin.
I think they're a little behind on the scoreboard. I think he's actually 2-2 right now.
Yep. The umpire just confirmed. I probably should not rely on the scoreboard. It's just so bright and beautiful. Joe Liebrandt takes ball three. Count is worked full here by Joe Liebrandt, the senior. And with two outs, good base hit could score Grant Smiski from second. The full count pitch, and that is high, and Liebrandt, take your base.
No question about that one. That was about a foot over top of Joe's head.
So Liebrandt works his second walk.
David Anderson.
David Anderson comes up. He reached first on a bunt in the second. So Smiski now at second. Liebrandt at first. With two away. Low and outside on the first pitch is Leslin. David Anderson. Good opportunity here for McDonald to try to take their first lead of the afternoon and evening.
Yeah, I think David, just be patient here and make him throw you a strike. And, of course,
he'll do just that. As Leslin records his first strike of this at-bat, one ball and one strike, the count. Two outs, two on here for McDonald. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Throw to second. And that one, pretty easy for Grant Smiski to just skip back to the base. One ball and one strike the count. High and inside. Two and one here for Leslin against David Anderson. Anderson, of course, if you can get him on, has speed to burn. Leslin the offering, and way out over near the railroad tracks beyond the first baseline here on a foul tip from David Anderson.
It's a good pitch to swing at.
Sure, bring those foul balls back to the dugout.
It was going
to
be a strike. It's
set by the concession stand.
Two balls and two strikes here. Leslin delivers low, and that one skips away from Shong, the catcher, and the runners will advance to second and third. And now David Anderson, a golden opportunity here with a base hit to potentially score two.
And then send you home.
Just adding a little bit more pressure here to David. Hey.
So Liebrandt at second, Smiski at third. A full count here for David Anderson. Leslin, the pitch, and he misses low and outside. The bases are loaded here for McDonald. He had a base open, and now Carson Galvez will try to help his cause. And
Galvez
had the most significant contact we've seen in the afternoon as he flew out to deep left his first at bat. Now two out, and the base is loaded. Leslin, the senior, against the sophomore, tipped back behind home plate for Carson Galvez.
Pitch was low. He just couldn't quite get the bat down there to scoop it up.
Good opportunity here for McDonald. The 0-1 pitch from the senior, Leslin. That one is low and skips, and Smiski is going to come roaring home, and McDonald takes the lead 2-1. Runners advance to second and third, leaving first base open, and Grant Smiski with a run scored.
Yeah, I just think, the pitching hasn't been quite as consistent, so, the more pitches he throws, the more chances of something like that happening now, for sure.
1-1 with runners on second and third for Galvez, and Galvez is going to drive one. It'll hit grass deep and left. This is going to score two. Carson Galvez takes a big turn past first. Will stay there, but a two-run scoring single for Carson Galvez, and McDonald leads 4-1.
Yeah, just a beautiful line drive between center and left, and with the speed that we had on bases, pretty easy to score those two runs.
So Lee Brandt in, Anderson in, Smiski also has scored a run this inning, and McDonald plates four with a runner on first.
Number 13.
Courtesy runner now for McDonald. That's number 13, Ryder Sullivan, the junior.
14, Nash Winger.
And Nash Winger back of the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice. Or actually ended the second inning on a fielder's choice. And Winger will take ball one.
It's good to see Ryder Sullivan out there get some action on the bases.
And he's at first. Good pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike from the senior Cashton Leslin. One ball and one strike. Four are in for McDonald here in the top of the third. Hitting the dirt and advancing the runner to second is Leslin. She's again struggled a bit with control here and there.
Yeah, just kind of things are coming apart a little bit here in this inning.
So Ryder Sullivan now at second, taking a pretty big lead there. 2-1 the count for Leslin, and he misses low and outside. Good patient at bat here for Nash Winger, the junior. He has a runner in scoring position. Three balls, one strike. The pitch from Leslin, and that's going to skip right in front of home plate and taking third. There's going to be a throw at third. Is it in time? No.
All right.
Diving head first is Ryder Sullivan into third base, and a good snap of a throw there by Joe Shong.
It seemed like Ryder got a little bit of a late jump. I don't know if what happened, but it was close. But he got the right call.
And so Winger is going to reach on that walk.
Number two, Eli Stepp.
So Winger at first, Ryder Sullivan at third, and McDonald has almost batted around here. As Eli Stepp comes up and takes a big cut of the first pitch, strike one.
You wanted that one, and it was a good pitch to swing at.
0-1 the count. Runners at the corners for McDonald with four runs in here in their top of the third. Runner's going to take seconds as the throw towards second was actually caught by the pitcher Leslin, as that looked to be a little bit off target from Sean. So runners at second and third. Winger at second, Sullivan at third, Eli Stepp at the plate for the third time today. And Stepp's going to drive one to the second baseman. It's bobbled there. The throw is not in time as they come off the bag. One run is in. There's a play at the plate. Too high, sliding in for the score as Nash, Winger, and McDonald plates two more. Six are in. And now taking second.
Yeah, well, Eli
Stepp, and he was thrown out there.
He was, yep. With all the throwing around that was happening around the field, he thought he could make it to second, and they got him.
In the top of the third inning.
Well, we'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. A lot going on there as McDonald plays six. And we'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Well, a lot going on there in the top of the third for McDonald. Six runs in, and so that sequence at the end there, as we kind of get caught up as I put my head down. So Eli Stepp reaches on an error. I think we'll call it a throwing error. Tough to know. It might be on the first baseman there.
He did. The second baseman didn't handle it very clean, and then that forced him to make a bad throw at first.
So two come in for Eli Stepp, so he'll get two runs batted in there, but then Stepp, in the chaos, tries to take second, he reached on an error, tries to take second. He is thrown out at second for the third out of the inning, but still, McDonald, after going down one zip, after two, played six in the top of the third.
Number 10, Keston Wesland.
And I'm still trying to figure out where another one of the RBIs was here, too, because I have two for Carson Galvez, two for Eli, and one for Alan Minot.
I don't envy your job trying to keep pay attention.
This is my first game of the season, too.
I can't multitask like that. I'd be just a mess.
First pitch. Second pitch strike, excuse me, for Carson Galvez. Talk about paying attention. I'm not paying attention. The first pitch was a ball. So 1-1 the count. And a high pop-up that's going to be a bit of a run for Eli Stepp. Whips off the mask, comes to a knee, and makes the catch. Nice job there by Eli Stepp.
I have trouble tracking those balls off the
bat. I'm just hoping
up.
One doesn't come right back to us.
I'm just looking up, like, straight up in the air, and then I look out, and it's like, well, it's 20 yards from me, and Eli's going to make the catch.
So Cashin Lesland pops out to Eli Stepp for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Owen Lee. Carson Galvez again, and the first six outs recorded, three of them have been by strikeout victims to Carson Galvez.
Yeah, and so far, you know, our defense, I mean, there was one error, but, you know, Kale making that play, Grant making a couple good ones, Eli making that catch, were helping Carson out anyways. Sir.
Owen Lee, the freshman, this is something a little bit different. He wears a hoodie up to the plate. It is chilly up there.
I think about half their team right now is got hoodies on.
The long sleeves, too. 2-0 the count as Galvez missed on the second. Third pitch for Galvez, and that one driven in for a strike. 2-1 for Carson Galvez against Owen Lee, the freshman. That was the first strikeout victim of the evening, the shortstop Lee. Carson Galvez, and a swinging strike, too, as he was well behind that pitch and right back to a 2-2 count here. Carson Galvez working kind of quickly here.
Yeah, and I think he can just keep throwing strikes here. He'll be just fine.
The 2-2 pitch, and that one skips by Eli Stepp, low and in the dirt. Well, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Carson Galvez, the 2-2 that's dribbled right in front of the plate. Who's going to take it? Stepp will. He'll wheel and throw. Throw, and he fires a dart to first to record the out. Goodness. Eli Stepp.
Yep, that was about as good as
center fielder.
That was good.
Noah
having to pick that up
Schroeder.
And just spin around and just make a really hard, fast throw because
And Allen Minen really didn't have to reach for it at all, too. I mean, that was right on the button.
It was. That was about as good as you could do it right there.
And a little confusion. Maybe I didn't quite adequately convey it, but also there's that decision between pitcher and catcher who's going to get that ball when it's kind of out in no man's land there between the mound and third. So Stepp calling off Galvez, gloving it, making a brilliant throw for the second out of the inning. Carson Galvez looking for his second 1-2-3 inning. Galvez deals a strike, 1-1 against Noah Schroeder, the junior center fielder, number 4. A ground out to Grant Smiski in the first inning for Schroeder. Galvez the 1-1, right back to Galvez. Pops into his glove. He'll take a few steps, then flip it for a 1-2-3 inning. And Carson Galvez settling in as McDonald leads 6-1 after three complete. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Well, after three complete here in Augusta, your McDonald Max lead the Augusta Beavers 6-1. McDonald coming up after that blitzkrieg of the top of the third inning as they got all six of their runs. As we were mentioning, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Remember, they're in Altoona and Chippewa Falls outreach clinics throughout western Wisconsin. They have that new and improved clinic and surgery center in my hometown of Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, we thank Sam Aberle back at the warm and cozy confines of the WOGO home base in Halley. Swenson sets Miski out here braving the elements for April baseball, and it's good to be here with you, and we are so grateful again to all these sponsors that you hear making it possible. This, again, is a not new endeavor for WOGO Sports, but it has been quite a while since we have endeavored to cover regular season Chi-High McDonald baseball and softball, and we could not do it without the backing of our local businesses. So, again, when you hear these sponsors, make note of them, patronize their businesses whenever you're able, even if it's just stopping by or sending them a message to let them know you appreciate their support of high school sports. That goes a long way.
Leading off for the Max, the top of the fourth inning, the shortstop, number 7, Cooper Mittermeier.
Well, Cooper Mittermeier, as again, McDonald did bat around in that third inning. Mittermeier will face Leslin for the first time, so he popped up to Leslin in the first inning. In the third,
I think they actually made a pitching change here.
You are correct. As Mittermeier's going to drive one deep to left center field, a long run, and it's going to hit the wall. Mittermeier rounds first, heading towards second, throw not in time. A stand-up double for Cooper Mittermeier.
Good job, Cooper, just getting on top of that one. The new pitcher isn't throwing quite as hard as the first one, so sometimes kind of that adjustment.
The lights have come on here.
Throw a couple guys off, but Cooper getting right on it.
I'm wondering if you can see the number of that pitcher. I haven't got it quite yet.
13, I believe.
13, all right. As a pop-up into shallow right and gloving it over the shoulder as Cooper Mittermeier will advance to third. A long run over there for Aiden Barnett, the freshman, on the throw from Tyler Lee, the sophomore first baseman. And Zach Fly is going to move the runner forward for Cale Holm.
Yeah, for sure. Number 13 is the
number one. Grant.
Number 13 is Tyler Lee, so I called that wrong at first base. Excuse me. So Tyler Lee, the sophomore, has moved to pitch. And Lee is high and ducking back from that one as Grant Smiski, as that kind of whistled by his nose. One away, Mittermeier at third. McDonald leading 6-1. Smiski gets a good chunk of this one. It's headed out to right field. Gloved there, dropped, and Smiski's going to reach, and Cooper Mittermeier going to jog in for run number 7 for McDonald. Mittermeier scores, and Grant Smiski reaches for the second time. And I believe that was
the first baseman,
right fielder,
number 8,
who dropped that
Alan
one.
Maiman.
Dmitri Schroeder will score that E9 as Alan Maiman back up to the plate. Again, as we mentioned, I think the lone lefty in this lineup for McDonald. Tyler Lee with a runner at second. Feels a little bit high as Maiman will take one ball. Moves to 2 here. Smiski looking to steal third. There's a throw not nearly in time, and it skips out into the outfield as Smiski will not be able to take home. I don't know if he came up a little.
Yeah, it was like he wasn't, he couldn't get his footing to take off, and
Looks like he's fine.
Yeah. Not sure what happened there.
I don't know if he got stepped on or what. So now 1 out, 2-1 the count. And a strike is Maiman. Excuse me, that was a 3-0 count. And Maiman was ready to take his base. And called a strike. Tyler Lee that time misses wide. And Maiman will earn a walk. So now Smiski is at third, Maiman at first.
Liebrand.
Runners at the corners with Joe Liebrand, who's drawn 2 walks here, facing Lee for the first time. McDonald run in already. Runners at the corners with just 1 out. Tyler Lee, the sophomore. Right-handed pitcher will deal. That one's high. The throw right back to the pitcher, Lee, is Alan Maiman. Will take second. I don't know if you'd quite call that defensive indifference, but there wasn't much of a fight put up.
No, it looked like he was going to come up throwing.
And there's a drive right past short into the gap that's going to score 1, maybe 2, as Smiski will come trotting home. And Joe Liebrand gets a knock here. A run-scoring knock, even better.
Center fielder, number 17,
I think it was a right call to hold Allen up there on third. It would have been tight at home.
So Smiski, who reached on that error, scores an 8 are in for McDonald. And only 1 out here as David Anderson, the junior. The infield single in the second. Base on balls and scored in the third. Now with runners at the corners. He will dribble one, and they left it wide open between first and second. That's going to score 1 as David Anderson easily to first base on another, I guess you'd call it an infield single, maybe not, but I think just the defensive alignment there on kind of a shift.
It was, or they just got caught up worrying about the runner on second, and he wasn't covering the gap, not even close.
I mean, it was not hit very hard. Not to call out David or anything, but he did hit it real hard, but it's still.
No, I think there was some confusion out there for sure.
Now Anderson is going to take second, and he will stand up with the steal here.
That's amazing how fast he can make it from first to second.
Carson Galvez is at the plate, by the way. Galvez has hit 2 balls very sharply. He will knock this one to third. Is gloved there. The tag on the way to third. No, the ball is dropped, and everybody's safe.
And,
Aiden Barnett trying to reach for the tag and drop the ball.
We start to feel for the pitcher a little bit, like that. That
the
should
right
have
fielder,
been
number 14.
That ball should
Nash
have been handled.
Winger.
It wasn't hit super hard.
So Galvez will reach on the error by the third baseman. And also a run in to score for McDonald as well, too. So. Nash Winger at the plate. and has to duck as this pitch goes over his head from Lee. It is 10-1 McDonald. And Joe Liebrandt, I believe, is the latest one to score. Lee this time finds the outside corner of the plate. David Anderson is at third. Joe Liebrandt again. Had to just double check who is where. Liebrandt scores. A line drive. That one's going to hit the grass in center. It's a run scoring single for Nash Winger. Now that'll make it 11-1 McDonald.
Oh, good job, Nash. Swinging the bat. Putting it on that ball there. You know, I mean, probably be easy to sit back and maybe get a walk out of that, you know, but hey, swing the bat. Let's get some hits.
And McDonald has batted around for the second straight inning. They lead 11-1, and Eli Stepp up there for the fourth time today takes ball one. Runners at first and second. Tyler Lee, the sophomore, relief pitcher. A little wide, Joe Shawn with a nice stab of the glove for that one. Again, one away, runners on first and second. Lee's pitch is high. Eli Stepp's worked his way into a 3-0 hitter's count here. Lee over the head. In fact, it may have clipped the head of Eli Stepp in the helmet, and either way, he was earning a walk. So Eli Stepp has reached on a walk in the first, stole a base, a ground out in the second, reached on an error, and then thrown out in the third, and now hit by pitch.
The shortstop.
And Cooper Mittermeier, who led off this inning with a double and scored a run, is now back up facing Tyler Lee for the second time. Bases are loaded for Cooper Mittermeier. Taking strike one is Cooper Mittermeier. Tyler Lee caught the outside corner of the plate, and again, seeing the way Cooper swung the bat earlier in this inning, I'm sure he doesn't want to give him anything. Mittermeier will ground one to Barnett at third. He will bobble it again. The flip to third, covering third is the shortstop. Was it in time?
No, he never. He never handled it. He never even got it in his glove.
Oh goodness!
Yeah,
that's just a tough one for Barnett. Yeah. His second error of the inning, at least in our unofficial scoring here.
Third baseman number 16, Cale Holm.
So that will send in another run for McDonald. It's Cale Holm at the plate, and that was. Was it Ryder Sullivan who just scored as the courtesy runner for Carson Galvez? I guess I missed that. My apologies. Inside and hit by a pitch, and another run's going to come in here for McDonald. As Cale Holm hit by a pitch, and Tyler Lee is struggling here. And a timeout called as infield will gather here. It is 13-1 McDonald.
Yeah, batting to the max. Second baseman, number one.
Pretty tough on this pitcher right now because he's giving up a lot of hits, and then you can see he doesn't want to throw strikes because they're hitting it. And then you walk a few, and then you start throwing strikes again. You sprinkle a couple ears in there. Kind of feel for him right now.
It's 13-1 McDonald again. Lee doesn't seem to have a ton of velocity. He's just a young sophomore.
Yeah.
But the bases are loaded for Grant Smiski here. And Smiski will take a strike on the outside corner of the plate. Finn McDonald has scored 7 so far here in the top of the fourth. Outside and low for ball one, as Smiski will take that one. And reached on a fielder's choice in the first, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. Reached on an error and scored earlier here in the fourth. High and inside, ball two. Two and one the count for Grant Smiski with the bases loaded, leading 13-1. High pitch, and Smiski wisely will take it. And again, I think some of these McDonald batters probably have been counseled as well by their coaches, seeing that Lee is struggling a bit here, to make him throw you a strike, otherwise don't swing. 3-1 the count, and Smitsky's going to drive this one deep to center field. It is way back and hits the wall, and Smitsky may clear the bases here with a double. They're going to stop a runner at third. So Smitsky, a 2-RBI double, as McDonald has just blown it open here.
Wow. Yeah, it was a good hit. He got a hold of it for sure. It was a little elevated. You'd like to see it a little more on a line, but hey,
first baseman,
got it over his head.
Alan Meinen now to play for the fourth time. It is 15-1 McDonald. And Meinen's going to drive one to right field. That is way back for the right fielder, and he cannot make the catch as Meinen is going to round first, get a stand-up double that's going to score another run. It is 16-1 McDonald.
Well, he's still only one out, too. That ball probably should have been.
Fielder, number six.
He did have to run for it, but probably should have been caught. But he is out in the muck and the mire out there.
And that's where we said before, it's kind of a puddle.
Yeah.
Lee high and inside on the first pitch here to Joe Liebrandt, who earlier in this inning singled and scored. Lee, the sophomore, he does find the outside corner of the plate with a strike there. And 16-1 McDonald, and we are in the top of the fourth here at Augusta. A drive to center field, hits grass, and this is going to score another run for McDonald. It is 17-1 as Joe Liebrandt, another RBI for him in the same inning. And David Anderson back up.
Now batting to center fielder, number 17, David Anderson.
Yeah, it gets to this point, and these batters coming up, they just got to be licking their chops.
Got another timeout here for Augusta. It gave us time to let you know that when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smitsky with you. McDonald, we don't want to jinx that. I don't know if we would in a 17-1 game, but looks to be headed toward a second victory of the season for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. And he mentioned before, too, in that game up at Cumberland on Friday night, they won that one, a much closer game than this one appears to be headed toward, but they won 8-7. He was happy again with the bats. And he talked before the game, he said, probably going to throw 3 to 4 pitchers out there. Well, a lot of pleasant surprises, you might say, in the fact that, for one thing, the bats have been so hot. But also Carson Galvez really settled in well, and so as it goes right now, they may not need any more arms in this game, depending on what he decides to do here in the bottom half of this fourth.
Yeah, no, Carson's just been super, super impressive, and the defense backing him up. And yeah, you can't ask for much more in a baseball game right now.
I think we have another pitching change here, and that is going to be number 3, Colton Whitsey, sophomore, in a 17-1 game. So McDonald did not score in the first 2 innings, played in 6 in the third, and now, again, they batted around in the third. They have sent, I better just count here. 14 batters have gone to the plate here.
Wow. Yeah, and it's still
15th with David Anderson, still only
still
one out.
Still only one out. Jeez. So. It's been a while since I've been to a game where it's you can almost get through the order 2 times.
In one inning.
So...
Well, whether you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. And whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our McDonald Max. Again, our sports schedule at WOGO.com for Chi-High McDonald baseball and softball. Busy week on tap for you. Looks like we should have some beautiful weather.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some warmer temps.
First pitch here for Winsey. And he will miss that one low and away, it appears. So David Anderson still standing in there, the junior, pitch for Winsey. And he also finds the mark on that one. Couple strikes in a row here for Augusta. And Coach Waters, two balls, two strikes on David Anderson with one away. And Anderson is going to drive one right back to the pitcher. The throw to first goes over the first baseman's head by Winsey. And that's the second out. Could have been doubled off there for McDonald.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to be a hit. He had to jump and barely got to that. So at first I was like, oh, another nice hit for David.
But
yeah.
Galvez.
Yeah, he reached up and was able to snag that one.
A line out right back to Winsey. And again, the sophomore made a nice play there, gloving it. And then, again, just a little too hot to handle on the throw to first. So McDonald, a runner at first with a score 18-1 now. The run came home. Grounder dribbled to Barnett at third. Barnett will throw across the diamond, and he misses wide on the throw. And in safely to third for McDonald, and now safe at first and third, Galvez. I would assume would have a courtesy runner here,
the right fielder, number 14,
as he will reach on an error. And
winger.
It's been a tough inning here for Barnett, the third baseman.
Yeah, that's got to be, I think, his third error,
I believe, in our unofficial scoring.
That's tough.
And just a young man.
I mean,
just a freshman.
Yep, it's tough to get that in a game. Get in an inning, extra tough. But.
So runners at first and third. McDonald leading 18-1. We are still in the top of the fourth here. They have scored 12. High pitch and inside. 1-1 here for Nash Winger, who singled, RBI single. Most of the hits seem like they've included at least one RBI this
inning.
A swing and a miss.
You know, the thing, though, too, is, you know, with the errors that have occurred, you know, just putting a ball in play, you know, makes just a huge difference as far as scoring runs here.
Indeed. I mean, isn't that what so many managers say, too? Just put it in play.
Yep.
Runners at the corners with two away. Winsey the pitch, low and outside. Winger wisely takes. 2-2 the count. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiske with you. WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Winsey the third pitcher for Augusta here, and punch out to end the inning as Nash Winger takes strike three. We will step out, be back in 60 seconds. McDonald scores 12. In the fourth, they lead 18-1. We are back after this on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, we are headed to the bottom half of the fourth inning with McDonald in command here on the road at Augusta, 18-1. And it looks like we will have a pitching change here for McDonald. And again, Augusta scored the first run of this game. Looks like David Anderson, the junior, is going to be on the mound now for Coach Riemenschneider, who we will try to talk to in our postgame show.
This is, I don't know that David's pitched since he's been playing varsity, which was his freshman year. So,
yeah,
I don't, this is the first time. So, cool. Looking forward to this.
So, we'll see what David Anderson has in store as Carson Galvez allowed one run. I don't think, and again, my scoring is very unofficial, I don't know that it would go down as an earned run. I'm not sure.
For the Max, number 17, Anderson.
The
one that Carson Galvez allowed. Either way, he did strike out three in three full innings of work.
Yeah, I don't believe it would.
Leading off the Beavers, the bottom of the fourth inning.
Something interesting here. I don't believe the scoreboard is actually able to accommodate the double-digit runs that McDonald scored in the top of the fourth. It shows two out there in left center there. It shows two runs scored in the fourth. Well, they scored 12. I'm not sure that the scoreboard was built to show double-digit runs in kind of the inning by inning.
Yeah.
Well, David Anderson will whistle one in low and away on pitch one. He's facing a good hitter in Joe Shong here. Shong singled and scored the lone run of the game for Augusta in the second.
They would look pretty good warming up.
Right back in front of our crowd, Mike, here.
No, he looked pretty good warming up, but, you know, things changed a little bit once the hitter gets up to the plate. But that was a good pitch.
And again, Coach Riemenschneider pulling the strings here, too. I mean, a great opportunity, again, with a sizable lead to see what David can do out there. And Anderson whistles one in there for a strike. That's a good-looking pitch.
It was. Do you know who's out there in center taking David's spot?
My eyes are not that good.
Yeah.
I should have looked as they ran out. Missing just outside is David Anderson. Sean works a 2-2 count here. Again, we were kind of waiting there on that pitch.
But he's throwing.
McDonald faithful and us. It looked like he got it.
He's throwing hard. It's pretty awesome.
Anderson, the junior, nice. Swinging. Strike three. Punch him out. David Anderson. Wow. That was against the cleanup hitter coming in. And as you mentioned, if he hasn't pitched in a significant amount of time.
Yeah. I don't think he has.
Strikeout for McDonald.
I don't recall seeing him pitch or hearing about him pitch in a game. So this is, I wouldn't be surprised if this is the first time he's pitched since, you know, playing ball in Halley when he was before his freshman year.
Lee dribbles one to short and bobbled a bit at first. And safe at first is Alan Mine. Couldn't quite get the glove on there.
Yeah, that one probably should have been caught there at first. It was a good throw.
I'm trying to get out in the angle.
On an
error. Number 21, Nate.
Tyler Lee. So Nate Atchison will come in. Just his second at bat. Ground out 5-3 on the put out in the second. Pitch from Anderson called strike one.
Good job.
The freshman.
David just come back and throwing a strike. You know, sometimes get a little rattled when you get somebody on base like that. But come right back and threw a strike.
Anderson, the junior, misses low. One ball and one strike here with McDonald leading 18-1. This is the bottom of the fourth. On the road at Augusta, our first look at McDonald baseball here in the 2024 campaign under new head coach Tim Riemenschneider. And timeout call, they called a balk, I believe, on David Anderson, and so that's going to send Tyler Lee to second.
Well, that's kind of...
And just some of those things, too, when you don't pitch a lot.
That's just learning, yeah, exactly. That's just... He'll settle in.
So now a runner in scoring position here for Augusta. They scored one run in this game. That was in the second. High on the next offering for David Anderson. 2-1 the count against Nate Atchison, the freshman, the pinch hitter, with a runner on second and one out. Low and outside. Atchison works it to 3-1.
He's close. That one didn't miss by much.
And trying to nibble a little bit, yeah, on the outside edge and get him to chase. Three balls and one strike. David Anderson deals, and it is fouled way back behind us over the backstop, and that was pretty close to the Wogo vehicle, which we have good insurance on, so which I found out in a little mishap during football season.
Oh, no.
So we're thankful for our insurance provider, but it looks like we will not need to be calling them. But that was in that general vicinity. Full count, 3-2. Popped up, Eli Stepp, a long run over to the dugout and diving on his stomach, making the catch, the second impressive play in the last couple innings for Eli Stepp for out number two as he whips off that mask and it's sprinting over toward the Augusta dugout and laid out for that catch.
Yeah, that was impressive. It wasn't like he was able to get his glove up over his head, you know, to look at it coming in. He just held his glove out from his body and it was able to get it to fall right in.
David Anderson says thank you very much.
Yep.
Still a runner at second, but now two away as David Anderson will try to finish this one off. Another pop-up, and that is over our heads again.
That's close to my vehicle out there in the lot. I was wondering when I came in, man, the spot is just so wide open. Why isn't anybody parking here?
All the veterans here at Augusta know where to park and where not to.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty.
David Anderson whistles one in for a strike, and he's quickly ahead 0-2 on the third baseman, Barnett, the freshman. 18-1 McDonald here, bottom of the fourth on the road at Augusta. Max trying to go 2-0. And over the top of Barnett's head for ball one is David Anderson. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. David Anderson misses outside. Two balls and two strikes for Barnett. And McDonald's six runs scored in the top of the third, 12 in the top of the fourth. Now two away. In the bottom of the fourth, a swinging strike three. David Anderson ends it here for McDonald. His second strikeout.
That's fantastic. You know, and that just goes to show you here, you know, we're learning, right? I didn't know David Anderson was going to come out and pitch like that, but this young team, we're learning.
We've learned a lot here about McDonald. Again, early on in the season, non-conference game, but showing some versatility.
No runs, no hits.
That will end
this
game at Augusta. Your final score, the McDonald Max 18, the Augusta Beavers 1. We will take a break. We will wrap things up in our postgame show, see if we can get you some highlights and talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald explodes. For six in the third, then 12 in the fourth, and wins it by virtue of the mercy rule, 18-1. We'll step out and be back in two. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Max Baseball.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Runner at first.
And driving one out to left field. It's a
long run.
And it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn. A two-run shot.
A bunt popped up. And
Oh my goodness, Keegan Winger!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here in WOGO Sports. And I won't say our apologies because Seth isn't at fault here, but my apologies. I thought that run rule would come into effect here after the fourth. That is my mistake. So McDonald is back at the plate.
I just looked up the rule here, and it's after five.
Yeah, so please excuse me.
Catcher number two, Eli Stepp.
I don't think I can blame first game rust on that. I think that is just plain blissful ignorance.
Well, no, the way they were coming out of the dugout, it looked like that was going to be it.
But I'm wrong. So Eli Stepp is back up looking to do some more damage. He's at the plate for the fifth time here tonight. Stepp takes ball two. Stepp will slap one too short. It is bobbled there. Stepp a hard run, and he is going to make it to first on the overthrow. I think he might have beat the throw regardless, but it was also bobbled at first. And so Eli Stepp, that's going to be tough how to score that one if you'd call it an infield single or another error.
I know, because that was a really hard hit ball to the shortstop.
I think
so. I don't know that you would call it an error on the handling of it. Maybe on the throw, but
it's been a tough one for Augusta here. So I think, again, since we're unofficial with our scoring, we will call that a single.
I think so.
So Eli Stepp reaches base for the fourth time in five at-bats. A pop-up. This one will not go over the fence. It'll just hit the wiring over near the McDonald dugout for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, his fifth at-bat.
Popped out to the concession stand.
To the pitcher's mound in the first.
Full batch of fresh brats.
Then a single and a steal in the third.
Come on up.
A double and a run scored in the fourth. Reached on an error later in the fourth. And a swinging strike two on Cooper Mittermeier. And again, pretty impressed here again with this third pitcher for Augusta, Wincy. Looked pretty good. Some good velocity as Cooper Mittermeier will drop it to Barnett at third. The throw to second in time. The relay to first not in time. And Mittermeier will reach on a fielder's choice, but one away here for McDonald.
That was a good job on that first baseman to glove that throw from second just to stop it from, I don't know, I don't think we're taking extra bases at this point in the game.
But yeah.
And 18-1 McDonald as Eli Stepp out at second. And to the plate is Cale Holm. Holm also his fifth at bat. As he has reached twice. Once in a base on balls, once when he was hit by a pitch. 18-1 McDonald. One away. Wincy, another strike.
Yeah, it was a good looking pitch there. Is that on his hands?
So runner at first, one out, one ball, one strike. Wincy the pitch. That one is popped up over near the McDonald dugout. Long run over there, and the squeeze made by the first baseman for the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Grant Smisky, the junior, with two away for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier still at first. Smitsky reached on a fielder's choice, hit by a pitch in the third and scored, reached on an error in the fourth and scored, and then a double later on in the fourth. Smitsky will take a first pitch miss.
Second baseman number one, Winsie. Grant Smitsky.
Smitsky the junior in a 1-0 count. He'll slap it right past the pitcher, right past second as well, and that will advance Cooper Mittermeier to second. And Grant Smitsky, his second hit of the day, a single.
Yeah, nice hit right back up the middle.
First baseman number eight.
So two runs scored for Grant as he has reached four times in five at-bats. to 18-1 McDonald. The lefty, Alan Minen, at the plate, and he will have to dance out of the way of this pitch as McDonald will advance runners as it gets past Shong.
I think that, I don't know, they were a little unsure what to do there.
If they should take
it. Again, just trying to go or not. You know, just
trying to show sportsmanship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now two outs and runners at second and third for McDonald with Alan Minen, the junior lefty, who had a double his last time up in the fourth. The 1-1 count. Minen struck out in the first, ground out in the third, reached on a walk, and scored in the fourth, and a double later on in the fourth. Third pitch misses, 2-1 the count as Winsie again. Another young player, just a sophomore. Settled in fairly well here from the mound. Winsie the pitch to Minen. Minen is going to drive that one out to left. It is playable, but picked up on a bounce. It would have been a long run there for the left fielder, Bryce Butke. And Minen hits safely once again. So a similar stat line here for Smitsky and Minen as in the latter half of the fourth and now in the fifth. They each get a double and then a single.
It's just nice to see the bats, you know, hitting the ball here.
First pitch strike. McDonald runners at the corners. Two away, leading 18-1. Winsie, two straight strikes here against Joe Liebrand. Liebrand had a single his last two times up. He has reached safely all four at-bats. He has two RBIs as well. And a run scored. In fact, two runs scored. A big swinging strike three for Joe Liebrandt. And that is the third out of the inning for McDonald. They lead 19-1 as we head into the bottom of the fifth. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
This is Max Baseball at WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Inaugural baseball broadcast for our 2024 campaign for McDonald Max Baseball as they lead 19-1 headed into the bottom half of the fifth here on the road at Augusta. Cale Holm now will be taking the mound. He started off at third base. Holm, we know, has a great arm, as we saw him make just a brilliant play. Tough throw across the diamond last time out for Augusta.
Leading off for the Beavers in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Leading off for Augusta.
The right fielder, number eight,
will be their right fielder. That is Dmitry Schroeder. He's a junior. Schroeder reached on an error back in the second. Again, this is just his second at bat, as a lot of attention paid and should be to what McDonald's bats have done. But their pitching has been excellent so far. A little high for Cale Holm on pitch number one against Dmitry Schroeder. And we are here in the bottom half of the fifth with McDonald leading by 18 runs. Cale Holm drives it in for a strike. And one the count. Holm working quickly here on the 1-1. He is low. One ball and two strikes. Or excuse me, two balls and one strike there. That one was straight on, but missed low for Cale Holm. Again, he works quickly. 2-1. That time he went right down Bridge Street for strike 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Leadoff batter, here's Dmitry Schroeder. Cale Holm misses low. Full count worked here by Schroeder, the junior. Again, just his second at-bat here. Seth, as these Augusta hitters have not seen a lot of action here against McDonald pitching. Cale Holm, 3-2 pitch. That one is fouled away.
You know, not to keep talking about my van in the lot there, but at this point you're like, you know, a couple more batters, should I move it?
It's just when think you're safe.
Yeah.
Count is full. The 3-2 pitch from Cale Holm tries to catch the outside corner, misses, and Dmitry Schroeder reaches for the second time in his two at-bats on a walk here. So the leadoff hitter aboard for the Augusta Beavers.
Yeah, just missed the corner on that one, the outside there.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. They're located near the former St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. For testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, that's Wynn Family Dentistry. Third pitcher here for McDonald is Cale Holm, and he will fire in for a strike.
That was a nice
pitch. First pitch.
Yep. So did you notice anything with the eclipse today, Caleb?
I really didn't.
I didn't either. I kept looking out my window, and I'm just like.
Josh Shong will dribble one toward third. The throw to second in time. Relay. Not in time for McDonald.
It's a good pick by Allen there. That's good to see after I kind of mishandled one previous inning.
Put out there.
Center fielder number 10, Cashton.
Yeah, no, I kept looking out my window of my office at work there, and I didn't really notice things getting darker at all.
Yeah, I have to say I went out at 2:04 whenever it was supposed to be the best and just did not see anything. Josh Shong was, again, the batter there, and the ground out as McDonald shifted things around a little bit. Cale Holm, who was playing third, is now pitching. And that was Grant over there, I believe, who made that play. Third for the second out of the inning.
Yep, they moved him over to third.
Holm whistles one in for a strike. Two balls and two strikes against number 10, Cashton Leslin, the senior, their leadoff hitter. Holm misses. Three balls, one strike on Leslin, who lined out to Grant Smiski when Smiski was at second in the first inning, then a pop out to Eli Stepp behind the plate in the third. Another walk issued here as Leslin will take his base.
I had a coworker. He went south
to see it.
So it'll be interesting to see what he has to tell me tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully the drive was worth it.
Yeah, yep.
Two out, one on here for Augusta. Owen Lee, the freshman who struck out in the first and a ground out in the second, is at the plate. He bats from the right side with a runner aboard and two out. Runner trying to take second. It is dribbled to Grant Smiski at third. He will glove throw to first. Minen makes the squeeze, and that is all she wrote as McDonald roars to their second victory of the young season. They knock the doors off here at Augusta. Your final score, the McDonald Max 19, the Augusta Beavers 1. And that is indeed the end of the game here, as we will take a two-minute break and be back with head coach Tim Riemenschneider. We'll wrap things up here from Augusta as well. Again, your final score, the McDonald Max 19, the Augusta Beavers 1. We are back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Max Baseball.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to McDonald Max postgame here live from Augusta. Your final score, the Max 19 and the Augusta Beavers 1. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski to wrap things up. We'll see if we can talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider in a few moments as well here too. But what impressed you most about this victory for McDonald? Again, just their second game of the season, Seth.
Well, I think Carson probably impressed me the most. Just a good, solid outing. And then, like you say, that run, I mean, just the whole sequence of that run being scored, you know, there was a couple factors in that as well. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was giving up a bunch of hits. So, I mean, super impressive by Carson there. And the bats came alive. But I don't – in the early going of the game, before we kind of blew it open, I think we maybe had one error there. So – you know, they tighten things up a little bit, and yeah, just pretty solid game for sure.
Yeah, and again, when you send, I believe it was 15 batters to the plate in that fourth inning, again, too, and just maintaining composure as well, too, on the other side. Sometimes it's tough to maintain composure if you're way behind or struggling, but on the other side, being able to maintain your focus and composure in a game where you're really running away with it as well, too, can be difficult as well. I mean, again, these are 16, 17-year-old young men.
Yep. And they made – there was some good plays. That play by Kale there at third base,
You know, that one really stands out to me, even that play that ended the game there with Grant. There was some good fielding and you know, some guys more towards the bottom of the lineup got some hits with Nash and you know, even Allen getting a single and a double there, those two last at-bats. But just it was good to see.
Well, we don't have a game MVP, but I'm going to say your wonderful wife, Tracy Smithy, is an MVP for bringing me some hot chocolate just now. Again, we're so glad that we're able to get this game in. But a little chilly, but glad that there was no rain here during this. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
Well, we'll see if we can talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider in a few moments. But let's just hear a few of the plays of the game here. There were a lot. And, again, we'll get that podcast up for you late tonight at WOGO.com as yours truly has to head to a concert at the Pablo Center to help out with that with our sister station WWIB. But let's hear a few of the plays from this 19-1 victory for McDonald. One out, none on. Galvez, the 0-2, a swinging strike three.
Oh, that was he wasn't real close to that ball. So
and maybe that's the youth as well,
yeah,
the freshman.
Yep.
McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Two left on base.
Want to reach more local customers? Out to left field. It's a long run. 204,000. That's 715-720-4000. Wesleyan, the 3-1 pitch, driven out to left, and that hits grass beyond the infield for Cooper Mittermeier, who's going to have an easy knock to start off the third inning. So Alan Minen, who struck out in the first, will have runners at the corners with one out. Minen, the lefty. And he'll ground one right back, and it's bobbled by the pitcher, Leslin. He will flip it to first for the out, but a run is in, and we have a tie game. Mittermeier jogs home as Smiski advances to second, and Alan Minen will get the RBI. Good opportunity here for McDonald. The 0-1 pitch from the senior, Leslin. That one is low and skips, and Smiski is going to come roaring home, and McDonald takes the lead 2-1. Runners advance to second and third, leaving first base open, and Grant Smiski with a run scored. Third for Galvez, and Galvez is going to drive one. It'll hit grass deep and left. This is going to score two. Carson Galvez takes a big turn past first. Will stay there, but a run scoring, two-run scoring single for Carson Galvez, and McDonald leads 4-1.
Yeah, just a beautiful line drive between center and left, and I think they actually made a pitching change here.
You are correct. As Mittermeier's going to drive one deep to left center field, a long run, and it's going to hit the wall. Mittermeier rounds first, heading towards second. Throw not in time. A stand-up double for Cooper Mittermeier. And that's just some of the plays of the game as McDonald wins it 19-1. Maybe we can get a little post-game chat here with Grant Smiski as he's got his mouth full of hot chocolate. And this is the thing, too. His mom doesn't just take care of him and Seth, but also takes care of me with the hot chocolate as well, yes, too. Yes. But let's see if we can get Grant on with us real quick, because I don't know if Coach Riemenschneider is able to join us yet or not. We will see if he remembers to us. He told me before the game when we did an interview, he said, this is my first time doing this. So, Grant, again, just second game of the season here, and you guys scored 8 runs in your first game and now 19 here in your second. So certainly great when the bats come alive early on in the season.
Yeah, for sure. It's super fun. Making good. We're going up there with good. Good. What's the word?
It looks like you're going up with bad intentions, honestly.
we're going up with
kind of the right mentality.
Yeah, the right mentality. Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm just kind of feeding you words here. So you want to eat your hot dog.
Obviously, we're looking fastball, middle, but if they give us something else over the plate, then obviously we're going to try to hit it wherever it is. Coach Tim really harps on us for hitting the ball where it's pitched, and I think we do a good job of that. So,
what has it been like here, too, with Coach Tim as well, too? Again, he was with you guys last year, but, again, for some of you upperclassmen, too, you've had a lot of change in your time in terms of coaching here at McDonald. What maybe is different about what he brings to his approach this year?
Well, he made a very smooth transition in the head coaching job from the assistant coaching job, obviously, but he's super positive all the time. He gets on us to be disciplined and be smart out there and make sure that we're very well behaved. That's another big thing.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Again, young men of character as well, too. And then finally, again, I know you're playing infield here, but can you talk about the pitching that you guys had here today as well? Because Carson Galvez looked very, very sharp. And then, of course, you have two kind of flamethrowers in David Anderson and Cale Holm coming in at the end, too, who looked strong. But Carson just really had an excellent outing.
Yeah, Carson, he puts it down he throws strikes, and that's huge. You know, he lets the fielders make plays, and that's good for us. And it was fun to see David up there because he said that's the first time he's pitched since he was 9 years old.
Okay. Wow. I said like eighth grade in Hallie, but I guess I was a little off. But yeah, I'd like to know how that all went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we might want to see a little bit more David Anderson pitching as well, too. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. You
can't start better than 2-0. It's a young season. It's a long season, but we're looking forward to seeing you guys Friday night against Regis, and should be a lot of fun.
For sure. Thank you, Kel.
All right, thank you. That's Grant Smiske joining us here on our WOGO post-game show. I'm not sure if we're going to catch up with Coach Riemenschneider this time, as we'll probably need to get into that rhythm a little bit, too, of chatting with him. But we appreciate his time. Again, very, very busy man before the game, too. So glad we were able to catch up with him. And again, as Grant just said, the players just speak highly of Coach Tim as well, too, and what he brings to the table here. And he's got him off to a great start.
Yeah, he does. And I just think he's just a super positive person. And that's good. I think that's going to go a long way with these young guys.
All right. Well, that will do it for our inaugural baseball broadcast here from Augusta. Thank you for bearing with me as I work through a few of the kinks here, too, including ending the game before it actually ended. Thank you to our board operator, Sam Aberle, back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. And thank you, Seth Smiske, for being willing to be part of this. And we're looking forward to a lot of fun throughout this season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a fun season.
Next Max baseball game, again, slated to come up for our broadcast schedule on Friday night. And again, some Chi High softball bookending that as well. See the complete schedule at WOGO.com. Thank you again to Sam Aberle, WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. That'll do it for us here from Augusta. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 19, the Augusta Beavers 1. This has been Max Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa in Progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.